Спасибо.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We propose to change this item because we think that what was said by the Russian Federation during the meeting in three or four statements is not fully reflected under this paragraph. We would like for this paragraph to fully reflect our position. We're not planning to repeat all the statements made by us. If you think it's necessary, I can now read what we'd like to include, to be included in the report. The Russian Federation stated that what was proposed in document 2022/13 by Austria, Belgium, Germany, Slovenia, the approach proposed does not comply with the provisions of the joint ministerial declaration concerning Eurasian rail links and measures to move towards URL, which became the basic document for the work of experts on URL. It noted that paragraph 2 of the declaration states that the regulatory conditions, that equivalent conditions should be ensured for competing transport types such as cars, inland transport, maritime and air transport. Paragraph 2. At the same time, paragraph 2A of the document clearly states that a unique set of transparent and predictable provisions and legal norms should be provided for. The Russian delegation stressed that this draft decision systematically contradicts the declaration because instead of creating unified law, the SC2 is proposed to adopt a third law in the form of convention in annex to two systems of laws that already are in force. The delegation of the Russian Federation confirms the position that a comprehensive approach must be ensured to developing URL. The Russian delegation believes that URL for the systems of agreements that regulate all aspects, technical, operational, economic, and financial organization and ensuring transport of international rail links. The overall agreement on transport of cargo, the rules for transport, including dangerous goods, the use for operation of wagons, the technical requirements for rolling stock and infrastructure, financial issues, and so on and so forth. The Russian Federation recalled that in 2019 it provided a document which reflected an approach to creating URL ECE/trans/SC2GEURL/2019/10 is the symbol of the document. The Russian Federation stressed that the draft of rules for transport of cargo and international links should be considered as the first step towards creating unified law, but not as a separate intergovernmental agreement, in brackets convention. This document does not comply with the aims of declarations for the development of Eurasian rail transport and work on creating URL. The Russian delegation conducted a lot of work to prepare the text of the draft, including assessment of two systems of laws. The assessment of the draft of provisions with the provisions of the two systems, as well as it prepared specific proposals of the law. The Russian delegation provided the following conclusions and a number of important norms of interface law, which are reference documents, namely they lead to the need to consult existing laws or regulations. We have to state that the proposals prepared by the Russian Federation were not fully considered by the group of experts and the working group SC2. In addition, we point out that the fact that countries that use the two systems, including China and other countries, that the fact that they did not participate at the meeting of SC2 testify to the fact that the approach on creating the third law was not supported by the above-mentioned countries. The Russian Federation informed the representatives of the above-mentioned countries at the meetings repeatedly, as well as at bilateral consultations. The Russian Federation stresses that it respects the positions of other countries on this issue, and it notes that during the work, Russia and the representatives of other countries repeatedly made attempts to reach a compromise. We can see this from the achievement of a number of agreements on the text. Unfortunately, no solution was found on the basic question, the status of the law being created. And additions to the current system or a system that would replace the current system. In view of the above, the Russian Federation is against the decision of SC2 proposed by Austria, Germany, Belgium, and Slovenia in document ECE/trans/SC2/2022-13. The Russian Federation thanks the participants of the group of experts on URL and the Secretariat for the excellent work done on this issue. Given the approach proposed in the document mentioned above, ECE/trans/SC2/2022/13, and respecting the principles of UNECE and ITC and the opinions of countries that supported approach A, the Russian Federation stands ready in the future to participate as an observer and working in the work on URL.